The directive to ban the commercial use of motorbikes, popularly called Okada, although backed by law, is becoming more complex than anticipated, with reports that some well-to-do in society are allegedly owners of these motorbikes, while some young men also use it as commercial business to feed their families. For the Way Forward, George Ankwa sought the view of the NTTU National Commander, ACP Awuni.
When the new IG came, he called all of us together and told us that he was not happy with the allegations of corruption, especially with people who are involved in traffic and road issues. And therefore, he was going to set up a video team that will go around and capture those who are malfeasing on the roads. So he didn't want to take us by surprise, so he was forewarning us. So those who were in that habit must desist from doing it. And I was not surprised at all when they said they have had some. So what is happening to me is that those under my command, I think I managed to handle them such that none of them were part of those who were arrested.
And so you have a clean sheet there?
Yes, not one under my command has been there. Those who have been arrested were from the periphery on the motorway and the highways and the various regions, but not under the central and key command.
You have set yourself another target, and you want to reduce road accidents by 50% this time round. Motorbike riding is one of them that you want to stop. But Commander, are you aware that some big men are behind this motor riding thing? It has become a commercial thing for people. Are you not getting people out of job? Some other individuals claim they did a manual job, masonry and all that, to buy the motor, and that is what they are using to take care of their families. What are we doing about them?
I've met you several times that I don't make laws. I enforce laws. And the parliamentarians have seen the need for us to regulate the motorbikes for commercial purposes. Let me be very frank with you. There are even allegations that some people have stopped buying taxis now and are buying motorbikes because they are more lucrative than the taxis. And if these things are also killing us more than the tax, I think that we have every right to ensure that they are not used for commercial purposes. And if the country feels that the motorbikes for commercial purposes should be legalized, I think Parliament should go ahead and do that and we will not have a problem. But I don't think that I like motorbikes that are being used for commercial purposes. I'm not in favor at all.
ACP Awuni is of the view that since the focus is to reduce and prevent accidents on the road, the unit will go ahead and implement the law. He said in Togo, Niger, and the three regions in the north, the motorbike riders observe the traffic rules, which is not the case in the south.
I was in Togo for some time, and the Togolese motor riders obey traffic rules when the traffic light signal that they should stop.
Commander, I sympathize with your position. The situation is becoming a bit more complex than we can see with the eye. When you go to the north, Togo, Niger, and Burkina Faso, you see them using motorbike to ease traffic congestion. Why can't we also regularize it? Or is it because from the word go, our people started using it to do armed robbery and bag snatching, so they have tainted it as though it is a bad thing to do?
This place, there's total chaos. People do not think that they are within the ambit of the law, or they think that they have somebody behind them who can interfere. So they do not abide by the rules. Besides that, there's a research that has indicated that the exhaust fumes are cancerous. If you go to Lagos now, they are outlawing the use of Okada. But what I'm saying is that elsewhere, they respect the law, so they don't breach the law. Here you see a policeman at traffic point who has no motorbike by him, and then when the red light is on, these Okada people, and even other security officers, including the police, who will be driving their own motorbikes, will be running through the traffic light. I think they are indisciplined such that we need to pull a brake on them.
ACP Awuni is the commander of the MTTU.